In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What will make you very happy and celebrate without inhibition? Could it be the news that someone close to you hospitalized several months with a debilitating illness is being discharged and coming home soon? Perhaps it is winning $5 million in the lottery. Maybe a telephone call informing you that you got that job you always wanted. Whatever it might be, you will do things you normally would not do. You might jump up, shout, and throw your hat up in the air. Or you might express your joy and appreciation in a poem. That's what a teenager named Mary did thousands of years ago. After the angel Gabriel told her that she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and be the mother of our Lord, Mary responded with praises we now know today as the Magnificat, or Mary's Song of Praise. The Magnificat, you see, is found in the Gospel of Luke, which I read not too long ago. We usually read it as Canticle 15 during the evening prayer. Today, I want to share with you Mary's Song of Praise, an expression of enthusiastic and exuberant praise of God. Why did Mary write that song? You may recall that after the angel Gabriel told Mary that she will conceive and bear the Son of God, and that her cousin Elizabeth, who was barren, had also conceived a son, Mary went with haste to visit Elizabeth in the Judean city. Elizabeth burst out singing the Benedicta, pronouncing blessings upon Mary and the baby Jesus. Mary responded with equal joy and elation in the Magnificat, praising God for 6 of his attributes. God's condescension, God's holiness, God's mercy and his power, his sovereignty, and God's faithfulness. First of all, Mary praised God for his condescension. You see, in verse 47 of Luke, Mary says, "For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant." You see, my friends, Mary was stunned that God would choose her, a sinner, an ordinary girl from Nazareth, a small Galilean village, which the gospel writer tells us that many Israelites, including Nathanael, who asked Philip, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" All of these were thinking highly of this town, Nazareth. Mary did not view herself as exalted in any way. In fact, she saw herself as a servant of God, on whom God bestowed an incredible blessing. She says, "For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed." To be the mother of Jesus was an incredible honor, which no other woman in the world or in history will bear. And yet, Mary recognized that God chose her not because she was meritorious, but rather because of God's grace. You see, my friends, God condescended to bless Mary, and for that she praised God. So we too should praise God for his condescension. None of us is worthy because we have sinned and fallen short of his glory. But in his infinite mercy, God has reached down to us and given us his grace. Second, Mary praised God for his holiness. To be sure, God's attributes consist of love and mercy and grace, and of his purity and justice. My friends, but the attribute that is God's most preeminent and dominant is his holiness. It is found in Isaiah's, when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting upon a throne in the temple. He also saw angels worshiping God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And in the New Testament book of Revelation, John said that the four living creatures worshiping God around his throne in heaven never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Third, Mary praised God for his mercy. The songwriter tells us that God shows us mercy each day. So Mary praised God for his mercy in verse 50 of the Magnificat. "And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation." Now, those who fear God are the ones who submit to God with reverence and respect. My friends, they are blessed with God's forgiveness, God's love, and grace. We should thank and praise God for his mercy. The truth is, you and I deserve to go to hell because of our sins. But God, in his mercy, has forgiven us. Fourth, Mary praises God for his power. In verse 51, Mary testified, "He has shown strength with his arm. And because God is all-powerful, he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts." Who are the proud, you want to ask, you want to know? The proud are those who think that there is no God. The proud are those who think that they know better than God. Fifth, Mary praised God for his sovereignty. In verses 52 to 53, Mary said, "He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty." My friends, in these verses, Mary remembers how God has exalted Moses, Samuel, Daniel, Esther, Joseph, David, and God never allows his chosen people to be destroyed. Mary remembered how God fed the Israelites in the wilderness. Finally, Mary praises God for his faithfulness. The songwriter reminds us that God is faithful. It says, "Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, to me." Mary said also in verses 54, 55, "He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. Yes, my friend, Mary praised God first for condescending, for his holiness, for his mercy, and his power and sovereignty, and his faithfulness. What about you, my friend? How often and when do you praise God? In the good times? In the bad times? My friends, when will you praise God again? My friends, and for what will you praise God? Yesterday, my friends, Vivian and I were at Staples, and we were making copies, sending facts. And this man walked by with a picture of his daughter, about maybe 30 years old, I would guess. Vivian said, "That's a beautiful girl." And he said, "Yes." And that's how I want to remember her, because she just passed. We had a funeral. But he said, "You know what? I thank God for the time I had her with me." And the man began to praise God in his grief. How about you? Do you praise God when you have, when you're enjoying good times? Or even in your grief, in your difficulties, do you praise God also? You should. Because God is good. And all the time, our God is good. And God never makes a mistake. So you should praise God. You can praise God through your hymns, just as Mary did in the Magnificat. You can praise God through your prayers. You can praise God through your service, helping those in need, as we do here at St. Thomas. The ISN family promise, and giving food to those who need food. That's a form of praise. For me, God's praises are always on my lips. You probably have heard me say many times, "Praise God, praise God." Each day I thank and praise God for my family, including my loving wife and my two daughters and five grandchildren. Praise God. I thank God for a peaceful night of rest and waking up this morning. Yes, I thank God for reasonable health. I thank God and praise God for all his amazing grace and abundant great mercy. The songwriters tell me again that we should always praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God, all you heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.